Welcome to the Reach Your Summit podcast, where we help you navigate the path to a better, more secure future. I'm your host today, Stephanie Brinkman, and I'm the marketing administrator at Summit Wealth Group. Jamie Cochran, financial advisor in our Memphis, Tennessee location, is joining me live from our summer summit in Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Stephanie, and hey to the crowd. Can we get a... All right, so we got a live podcast in the Denver Tech Center here. At the wonderful Hilton Garden Inn, we've got full bellies of enchiladas and good caramel cheesecake. So what better way to beat off the post-lunch snooze than to play a game of Jeopardy here? So what we're going to do is for each team, we got three teams here. Each team has a nominated someone, and these look like suspicious characters that we have up here in this first round, especially Scott, who came up to like tell me goodbye. And as he was doing that, you know, he wasn't even making eye contact with me. He was looking down at the answer sheet. So I flipped over. So we're gonna be starting a category that Scott did not see to make sure that we're playing fair here. All right. So we're gonna hit start. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna start with retirement strategies for 100. All right. A tool that can be used to test if one will have enough income throughout retirement. Unlike a traditional retirement calculator, this method incorporates.
Ooh, that was all quick.
Right. And who was first?
Of course, me.
What is a Monte Carlo simulation?
Yay! Okay. All right, now we're going to stick with retirement planning strategies for 200. And Steph, could you make sure you're watching the buzzer to make sure?
Yes, I got it this time.
All right. So for 200, a method used by a high-income taxpayer to contribute to a
Roth.
That was Scott, but let me finish reading the question for our listeners out there in podcast land. So, a method used by high-income taxpayer to contribute to a Roth IRA, even if their income exceeds the limits that the tax law prescribes for regular Roth ownership.
What is backdoor Roth IRA, Alex?
What is backdoor Roth? So, that is going to be 200 points for what team are you, Scott?
Three.
Okay. All right. Retirement planning strategies for 300. A rule of thumb that suggests retirees can safely withdraw this specific percentage of their savings without affecting the principal value of the account.
What is the 4% rule?
The 4% rule? What? What is the 4% rule?
Good job, Dave. What escapism on that, actually.
Okay. All right, and the final... question for the retirement planning strategies for Fund 400. The amount of gross income we recommend setting aside for retirement if you are early in your working years and are not yet ready for detailed retirement planning.
That was Scott.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it.
Oh, oops.
All right, if I'm honest, I was going to guess 10%, and I know that's wrong.
Oh, right. Thank you for being honest.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll give you a all right, team two. 500 points. There we go.
You're going to give those points?
Yeah.
What?
He answered it right.
Honesty doesn't pay.
This is a podcast that we are sending out to people to listen to. So. All right, so that was the... whoops, I hit the space bar too early. Okay, all right, so... we're going to hit the escape. All right, guys, thank you for playing. You go back to your seats. Old Trebek was a little quick with the fingers there.
That happened.
So, team two, y'all can, slip me a 20 or something like that after the game. All right, so next one is going to be famous quotes. So, contestants, come on down.
Jamie, before we jump into the famous quotes, when would you recommend investing in a Roth 401k versus a traditional?
When would I recommend doing that? Well, it's going to come down to your own personal situation with, you know, your age, your income, how much how much longer you are going to be working. So I think you should really call your financial advisor at Summit Wealth Group to have that conversation about your personal detailed situation.
That's great advice.
It was any other questions you have? Okay, all right. All right, Shayna's got her game face on.
Uh-oh. Oh, sir.
Have a little bit of, all right. We got some serious looks going on up here. All right, famous quotes for 100. Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. Who is that?
Ross.
I think I got that one. Who is Buffett?
Who is Buffett? Like Jimmy? Yeah. Okay, all right. Jimmy Buffett. Who is Warren Buffett? All right.
Nice job.
So team two for 100 points. Next question for 200 under famous quotes. A budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went.
Who is Dave Ramsey?
Do we have the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that is Dave Ramsey.
Nice job, Shannon.
So, and Shannon, that you are what team?
Three.
The best three, number three.
Okay, team three for 100. All right. And famous quotes for 300. Don't buy stuff you can't afford.
Oh, man. I don't think it's
a good one. And Shannon, I believe that was you.
That was Shannon again.
Who is Dave Ramsey?
No.
No, yeah.
Don't buy stuff you can't afford. Ross.
Who is Ross?
Who's Ross? I'm sure you have said that. I'm sure. I think we have all said that many times in client meetings.
That's totally right.
Yeah. You are kind of right. Team three, you want to give any type of guess?
Team one.
Any type of guess?
Do
we
get a lifeline?
No.
Yeah, no. This is not.
I'll sign it out. Sir.
Who is Steve Martin, Chris Parnell, and Amy Poehler? So, okay. Okay, for 400 famous quotes, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give.
Who is Ross?
We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Beep, beep, beep. Okay, all right, that is enough. No, that was Winston Churchill. Said that. So there we go. All right, thank you for participating. We'll go to our next.
Jamie, do you have any famous quotes that you use when working with clients?
Do I have any famous quotes when I am talking with clients? I actually, I don't think so. I have my same stories that I tell over and over and over again that I'm sure my coworkers have heard. But David, would you say I have any famous quotes I use?
Well, there's the one about when the tide goes out, you find out who's wearing a swimming suit and who's not.
All right. That's a good one. I have to use that one.
Can more Buffett also.
Oh, okay. All right. Actually, I do have one from a fortune cookie. That I got is enough is as good as a feast. So that's a good quote that I like to use and apply to financial planning. All right, so our next category is going to be famous market crashes. All right, are we ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
Okay, famous market crashes for 100. A severe worldwide economic depression between 1929 and 1939 that began after a major fall in stock prices in the United States.
Nathan?
The Great Depression. What is the Great Depression?
Correct. What is the Great Depression? Next question for 200. Yes, I see a raised hand. Oh, you're just blocking the light. Okay, all right. For 200, predatory lending targeting low-income homebuyers, excessive risk-taking by global financial institutions, and the bursting of the United States housing bubble culminated in this perfect storm.
Chris?
The real estate meltdown.
It's what did you call it?
Financial meltdown.
No, that is not an acceptable answer. Nate.
What is the great financial crisis?
The GFC?
I mean, y'all are naming the right thing. Not the technical term. Do we have anybody else want to...
technical term?
Well, not a technical term, but a term that's,
the crash of 2007 and 2008.
That is correct as well, in that y'all are describing the same thing, but what is the term that it's often used to describe that?
What do you
think it is? Well, I got the answer, brother. I think I heard the answer out there. The answer is the Great Recession.
Oh.
Great Recession.
All right.
Okay. All right. So no points awarded there. All right. 300 for famous market crashes. In this devastating day for investors, the Dow Jones fell 508 points or 22.6%. The largest one-day decline ever in the history of the stock market. And who's up here?
Black Monday.
Yay! And that is correct.
Nice job, Chris.
What is Black Monday? All right, for 400, a rapid rise in U.S. equity valuations was fueled by investments in internet-based companies during the bull market in the late 1990s. The crash that followed saw the NASDAQ fall 76.81%. And who is our...
Chris again.
Chris Wells. All right. And what is that? What do we call that?
What is the tech bubble burst?
Yes. That's what's the bubble. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll go with the dot-com bubble. So, yes. That is...
Jamie, has there been anything implemented to help prevent another market crash, like on Black Monday?
Has there been anything to create a something to keep Black Monday from happening? I don't know. Crowd, does anybody have any answers for that one?
Yeah.
What was that? Circuit breakers. All right. So circuit breakers. I thought Circuit City is out of stock, but circuit breakers are, I think.
Lunchtime for half a day is 10% and shuts down. 20% trading for the rest of us.
All right. Somebody started way too hard for the Series 7 years ago, apparently. All right. Now, we're going to do personal finance for 100. So, question number one. Working for this institution could cause all your student loan debt to be forgiven after just 10 years of employment.
Oliver.
What is the United States military?
Yeah, it will give you that. Okay. That is. What is the government? So. And what team are we here?
One.
Team one. All right. So $100 for team one. All right. Next question for 200. Popularized by radio personality Dave Ramsey, this paydown strategy starts by paying off the debt with the lowest balance and working your way up from there. Was that Gary?
What is the debt snowball?
That is the debt snowball. Very good.
Nice job.
Team three. Okay. Now, personal finance for 300. This budgeting method doesn't involve detailed budgeting categories. Instead, you follow a rule of thumb by allocating a predetermined percentage of your income into three different categories: needs, wants, and savings. Three, two, one. Okay, nobody was able to answer that. That is called the 50-30-20 rule. 50-20. I am not very familiar with this rule. Stephanie, you have some...
This is actually what I do for my funds, but I switch it, and I have 50% for my needs, 30% for my savings, and 20% for my fun bucket.
All right. And if you want to have some extra fun, you can make that a little bigger. If you had too much fun, make it a little smaller. There you go. All right. Flexible. So, personal finance for $400. We've got a cash reserve that's specifically set aside for unplanned expenses or financial emergencies. Some common examples include car repairs, home repairs, medical bills, or a loss of income.
What is an emergency fund?
And I believe that is correct. Yes, sir. What is an emergency fund?
Good job.
Oh, next three, come on down.
This is the final round. Ooh.
Investment strategies. Oh, we got some of the ringers. We have the head of our investment committee, David Lee. We have our CFO, Dan Cook. And we have new guy for a couple weeks, Michael Shelton. So, investment strategies for 100. The practice of spreading your investments around so that your exposure to any one type of asset is limited. This practice is designed to help reduce the volatility of your portfolio over time.
And that was David.
What is diversification?
That is correct. Team one for 100 points. for 200 investment strategies. The timely selling of securities at a loss in order to offset the amount of capital gains tax due on the sale of other securities at a profit.
Michael?
This strategy is most often used to limit the amount of taxes due on a short-term capital gains, which are generally taxed, I'm falling asleep reading this question, which are generally taxed at a higher rate than long-term capital gains. And who is that?
Michael.
What is tax loss harvesting?
Tax loss harvesting, that is correct.
I want you to know that I just gave Michael a lesson on that.
Yeah. All right, way to go. All right, investment strategies for 300. The process of periodically buying and selling positions in your portfolio to get back to your targeted asset allocation. Who is that?
David.
David Lee.
What is rebalancing?
Yes, that is rebalancing. So team three for another... All right, whoops. Did anything add? Do I need to subtract that? Yeah. All right, so are we have. Is this last one or do we have a final Jeopardy? All right. All right, we got a fired up crowd here. This is for all the marbles. So investment strategies for 400. Considered a passive investment strategy in which an investor owns the same stocks for a long period, regardless of fluctuations in the market. This strategy actively selects investments, but generally has no concern for short-term price movements.
Dan Cook?
What is buy and hold?
What is buy and hold strategy? Congratulations to team two. All right, Stephanie, I think this is a pretty rousing game of Jeopardy for the crowd. Next up, we're going to have to do this again next time. We forgot to do the getting to know the contestants. We're a little time constrained, but we'll have to do that next time, and I'll have to do some research so I can bust on everybody as we are getting to know the contestants.
I love it. I can't wait for the next game.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.